Well, as you may have heard earlier in the day, Russia has evacuated civilians from parts of a second region close to Ukraine. The move comes just days after Ukraine's biggest incursion into Russian territory since the start of the war. Battles are reported to be continuing in the Kursk region. A short time ago, the Russian President Vladimir Putin said the country would respond to what he said was an attempt by Kyiv to improve its negotiating position. The two countries are blaming each other for starting a fire at the dormant nuclear power plant in Zaporizhia. Journalist Emmanuel Shays is in Kharkiv in northern Ukraine and she joins us now on the line. Thanks very much for being with us. It's almost a week since Ukraine's incursion into Russia began. What's known about what's happening in the Kursk region now?
Well, what's happening in the Kursk region, we know of it mostly through Russian sources. Why? Because here in Ukraine, there's still operational silence. We've got the admission from the government that this was ongoing. We heard President Zelensky talking about bringing back Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine within Russian territory. It is the first time that we see Ukrainian soldiers operating in Russia before previous incursions. For example, in March or earlier this summer within Russia were made by anti-Kremlin groups which are fighting alongside Ukraine, but never before were Ukrainian soldiers on Russian soil. But the only sources of information we've got at the moment are Russian sources mostly. So what we can say about it is that, of course, there's a state of chaos. Why? Because there's tens of thousands of civilians which have been evacuated from the front line on the Russian side. 76,000 people at least have been evacuated from Kursk region. There's more evacuations that are taking place, according to Russian sources, in the Belgorod region. It's also a bordering region because of renewed incursions by Ukrainian soldiers. So what it shows is that there is a state of chaos, of confusion on the Russian side. Russia declared a state of federal emergency following those incursions, and also on the bordering regions of Kursk, Belgorod and Bryansk, there is a so-called operation of counter-terrorism to respond to those incursions. But as far as we can understand, again, with having one-sided sources, well, it's still very much ongoing.
The longer the war drags on, the more reports there have been of declining morale among the Ukrainian public. From the people you've been talking to, how have the developments of the past week or so been received?
Well, the Kursk incursion came as a surprise for everyone. For Russians, it came as a surprise, but also on the Ukrainian side. I don't think anybody except the soldiers who were participating to it expected it. And, you know, the front line is felt very much so in eastern regions. I was just in Donetsk region where, you know, the Pokrovsk direction is one where Russian troops put a lot of pressure not only on soldiers, on Ukrainian troops, but also on civilians. There are thousands of civilians who are still trapped under Russian fire. There's over 50,000 people who are within a 10 kilometers zone from the front line, and they were telling me, I met some of them who were evacuated, and they were telling me, you know, a daily, a hellish life where you have bombs falling around you every day. I was talking to a mom who had just evacuated with her two children, and she was injured because she had to duck for cover when a bomb was coming towards her house, and finally she managed to get out of this hell, and she will have to relocate now. So the situation is very hard for Ukrainians, especially those living in regions bordering the front line, but also all over Ukraine. There's a threat of shelling. You know, every night nearly Russia sends missiles over Ukrainian infrastructure, but also residential residential buildings. So it's a climate of fear that we've been experiencing here in Ukraine for 2.5 years. And of course, the morale is not at its highest, but also from the people I talk to, there's also the wish to see a fair negotiation. And that's what also President Zelensky was alluding to when he was saying that he's bringing back this war into Russian territory so that Russians could also feel what they are doing, they've been doing to Ukrainians for 2.5 years.
Emmanuel Shays in Kharkiv, thank you very much for joining us on the News at One.